23rd of January, 2012.
Good evening, Solomon. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Standing by each one of you. People who have come to bring you some upliftment this day.
Thank you.
Therefore, I would say that when you leave this room this time, there should be some lightness of spirit. I have listened carefully, my dear friends, to your conversation about how the spirit is low and how you are all feeling, and dependent upon the earthly drugs of upliftment. I feel that some of you are spinning like a coin. And you are both sides of the same coin. Sometimes it falls when all is good and bright, and at other times when all seems dark and unable to be solved. My dear friends, you all are coins, two sides of the same coin. It is entirely up to you which way you spin that coin. I have to say that for those who are feeling low, you have to allow the spirit within to soar. You have to allow the spirit within to take control of all physical feelings and actions. Because if you do not take control, you will, and I will use an earthly expression, you will spin out of control. I know these words are simple, but you need simplicity to explain the workings of spirit and the physical body together at times of crisis. You all have within yourselves the ability, as I have said, to soar to the very heights of ecstasy, to allow life to be placed into that section of living for which you have come. And you have not come here to suffer in the darkness but you come here to experience how to handle all of these difficulties. There is not one of you within this room who has not encountered in their physical living problems of many kinds. It is not the problems that tie you down. It is your own minds. Allow yourselves to experience these darker times, but then allow them to go. Feel the upliftment from within, and also from those who stand by you so closely, and yet sometimes, my dear friends, you are not even aware of them. Have you anything to say about what we are discussing?
Emily Cheryl?
Yeah, I think sometimes experiences can be perhaps traumatic at times, and then it's your own fear that overrides everything, and you get so stuck and trapped in that fear that stops you being able to move forward, and it's a form of, I guess, then you start to punish yourself.
You must, at those moments in time, ask for the help that is available to you.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many who surround you, and you do not let them in. You do not let them in.
No.
So, what you have to recognize, my dear friend, is that you have utter control over those feelings.
Yes.
If you cannot change what is causing grief, then you must work through it and use the mind.
Yeah.
And remember, the mind is of spirit, not the brain, the mind.
Right. Thank you for those words. Thank you also for your previous things you said and that have helped me so far on my own journey.
Yes.
I'm very grateful for them.
We know and we try to help. But I have to tell you, my dear friends, at times our hands are tied, and you really must focus more on the help available to you.
I find it's quite hard as a parent to, I can ask for help, of course, when it's one's children. I think that, for me, is quite a hard one, if I know they're in difficulties.
But you cannot live their lives for them.
No, I've told myself that as well.
They are only borrowed for such a short time. Each individual has their own responsibilities to take care of that spirit within.
Yes, I would say that that mind is of spirit and not of brain. This is a very important fact that many people do not realize.
Yes.
Many people in science do not realize. But it's a very important fact to hold on to in these matters, I feel.
Yes. And all too often we hear people say, but we cannot control our brains. Of course you can control your brains. Everyone has the opportunity, has the guidance to change what they think. And yes, you think with a physical brain, but it is governed by the mind.
I rather like to compare our brains with a computer. The internet is beyond the computer. It is not exactly physical, but we can control our brains just as we can control a computer, I feel.
Yes. Yes. There always is control. There always is responsibility. You cannot tether the mind, but the mind is what activates the body. Without the mind, you would have no brain. You would have no physical being. And although the mind continues onwards, it is still responsible for all workings of spirit. It would serve you well, my dear friends, to try to remember the difference between physical brain and the spiritual mind. The gentleman is quite correct when he says that it is not always fully understood. You only will find the workings of the mind, and I will say to the dear young people here now that they must go within to find their answers. Not once, not twice, but throughout their entire life. If they are to be whole, then they must have that contact with the spirit much more deeply.
I find I get quite frightened. I know I shouldn't be frightened, but I do, and I think when I feel those around me, then I get frightened.
You become frightened when you have asked for help, did you say?
Yes, and then I feel spirit around me, but that makes me anxious.
You should not feel anxious. Why would you feel anxious when those who stand close wish only to bring love and upliftment? If you feel anxious, that is you allowing energy to feed on fear.
Right.
Again, you can take charge of these feelings.
Yes, thank you. I'll have to work on that.
You must ask for more help. You must feel that those who come close to you are full of love and light. If you do not, then you must reject them.
Yeah.
Spirit coming close should never make you feel fearful.
Right.
Emily's confusing the word fear that she feels with that almost sort of feeling of anticipation when they're around, that you're not quite sure how you should be responding, maybe.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine you'd be fearful.
I do get really frightened.
Do you?
Yeah, I get really frightened, especially at night, so I don't sleep.
Is it after the episode that you had with Ben, do you think?
I think it's always not been great at night, but I think it might be worse after.
You must reject whatever makes you feel fearful.
Okay.
Do not allow them to come that close.
No.
If that is how you feel. Spirit would never desire to make anyone feel afraid.
No.
Always remember. Always remember too that you can protect yourself with beautiful lights, with many things. When you feel anxious, perhaps you could play uplifting music of some kind.
Yes.
Anything to lift your spirit.
Thank you.
Yesterday I had a terrible episode, absolutely dreadful, which is all, now amongst friends, so I don't mind saying it, it's all sort of around hormonal imbalances. I know that is, and that's all human and part of my garb. But today I'm learning that if I have an episode like that, is to quickly forgive myself with my own sort of inner love and get back on the horse, as it were, and not hang on to that. I'm going to try again. That was just one tiny little blip along my journey, and I think I'm right in thinking that, aren't I? That's the right...
Yes.
You have to forgive yourself. You keep telling us not to be hard on ourselves, and...
If you cannot love yourselves, how then are you able to love another?
Mm.
You must feel that love for yourselves.
Yeah.
The physical self. And then life will seem much more simple for all of you. That no matter what the problem, you are able to cope and to deal with it.
That goes back to what you were saying previously, that the mind and the brain and the spirit being completely separate, and separating that.
Yes.
Separating it off.
You need to recognize the difference. Yes.
Yeah.
And I have taught to you often, my dear friends, that there are two things: love and fear. And fear is what activates
the negativity
of life. Yes, you are correct.
Yes.
So I would continue on your pathway, recognize that it is but a short space of time in your life to let it go and to soar.
Yes.
Yes. Would it be correct to see fear as an energy? If it is so, then that energy could possibly be transmuted into something more useful.
Of course. I thank you for your words. That is exactly what can happen. Energy is able to be transmuted to something, from fear to something much more positive.
Because courage can come from fear.
Yes. That is a very good example. Many people have found courage through fear. Many people find the inspiration because of fear. But the difference is they let the fear go. If you hold on to fear, then as an energy, it is capable of growing.
And it grows with disease and aches and pains and everything else that goes along with it.
Yes. We have discussed all of these things before.
Yeah.
But as I have told you so many times, my dear friends, you need to be reminded.
There have been stories and written accounts of people who, in a fearful situation, have been able to lift extraordinary weights and do all sorts of feats of heroism, and rescue dogs and children from canals and things like that. And that's when that is used to an advantage and the spirit soars and comes to the fore.
Yes.
There's something else then that takes that mind.
Fear then inspires the person to do something much more useful.
Mm.
Yes, I agree with you. Yes. So I feel, my dear friends, that it would be useful for each one of you to think a little this time about the difference between the mind, which is spirit, and the brain, which belongs to the physical.
Have we in the past talked at length about Alzheimer's and dementia on those lines, where you know, when part of the brain starts to actually die, where that part of the spirit obviously doesn't die, all that part of the mind, where does it go in the short term? Or does it soar because part of it's already in spirit?
Spirit is always spirit. Spirit does not change like the physical body. When you speak of these diseases, it is a part of the body which is degenerating, if you like, in a way that has become part of physical death, which we view not as something terrible, but as the beginning of the journey home. In the same way as any organs in your body deteriorate, so do does this happen in the physical brain.
Yes, I guess if the brain is damaged, its connection to spirit can be also damaged.
Of course, there has to be, because the two are intertwined. Whilst you have a physical body, of course, you have to see that connection throughout life. Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it's okay for me to ask, but my brother and I in Australia last year had a not a good encounter with spirits. It was not intentional, but it happened. And I was just wondering if things were okay with my brother and the house, because I'm not sure it's all okay.
Why do you feel it is not?
I don't know if it's my own problem or if it's something that I just feel uncomfortable there, and I'm not sure that my brother's totally comfortable, or if I'm just reading too much into it.
I will speak with you in one moment. I am just looking at this.
Thank you.
this young man you speak of,
yeah.
He needs to be aware of what he is dealing with. And yes, there have been visitations from those in spirit who really should not have been welcomed.
Yes.
There is still remnants there, but not as it was.
No.
Yes. I will do what I can to help. But I would suggest to you that you speak with this young man and tell him that he must not call upon those in spirit without someone who knows what they are doing. He attracts spirit to him.
Yes.
But as you well know, there is those who are pure and good and those who are mischievous.
Yes.
I do not say what he has attracted is dark, but mischievous.
Yes. Thank you.
I will try to help him clear.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything Emily can do when she goes back over there?
Not while she feels as she does. Mm. She must become stronger once more before she tries to help.
Mm. Thank you.
It will be okay. Do not worry too much.
Thank you.
But as I have said, and I say to all of you, you should not invite spirit without first being protected and knowing what you are doing. Mm. It is all too easy for unwanted spirits to join with you, especially on the physical level.
So this is something he needs to learn.
He must learn to protect himself. As I have said, spirits are naturally attracted to him.
I think perhaps he did learn something from it that
yes.
time, didn't he? I think he got a little bit frightened himself when he realised
yes.
he was...
Yes.
Do you have any questions before Simon goes? No?
No. What, Cheryl?
Sorry?
She will ask your... when it is finished, you will find, my dear friend, she will start to ask you questions rather than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now I will take my leave, and next time I come, I hope that the energies are raised and that each one of you is full of love and joy.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
We do our very, very best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your good wishes in that context.
Yes.
Yeah. End of 23rd of January meeting.